The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we managed to slip and slide our way down here. It is good to be back. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show to the main number, 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. You know, we know technically percentages, but that sounds like garbage. So, what are the odds? I don't know about you, but I am so stoked to be back today.
Yeah, me too. Mostly because I didn't die on my way in like everyone was predicting.
Yeah, that was a plus.
Yeah, but since I was able to live, I'm very happy.
Living's a good thing.
Yeah.
I was so stir crazy yesterday that I was just hoping we could get down here and do the show just so I get out of the damn house. So I was disappointed.
Yeah, I was stir crazy yesterday, man. I told you, I just wanted to get out. I couldn't get into the my regular gym and my MMA gym were both closed.
Yeah, everything was closed.
Everything was shut down. So basically, I just sat at home all day, and that's why I wrote 1,400 words for Sports Map.
Yeah, the big beneficiary yesterday was Sports Map because I wound up posting about 8 stories. You wrote that story, which will go up tonight, which is really good. And that was the beneficiary. But I spent my time watching all the TV shows, and I had my one brush with ice thanks to my stupid dog, who I took her out for an afternoon walk. And, of course, she's first time she's ever seen snow or ice, so she's just having a blast, right? She's freaking around, jumping up and down. And she's a strong dog, so when she starts taking off and pulling me, it's not that easy to stop her. And usually I just say manners and she stops. Not this time. She's like, oh, I'm going to go jump in the snow. I'm going to go jump in the snow. And she pulls me once and I hit a piece of ice and boom.
Oh, you went down?
I went down
hard.
Oh,
no. Yeah. I was telling Jong and Tyler, I did go to the gym this morning and I ran a couple miles and sat in the sauna. And then when I was leaving, as I'm like stepping into my truck, so I get my right foot up to step in. And I stepped on a piece of ice with my left foot, and it just shot out from under me. And I hooked onto the door with my left hand and just hung there until I could get my feet under me again. I came about
that
close.
Did you do the scramble with your feet?
No. It was like whatever I hit, there was no chance to scramble because one foot was already it was already in the truck, and the other one just shot straight up. So, of course, my shin kicks the underside of my door, which didn't feel great. Ouch. But at least I didn't bust my ass. That was the big rescue.
Yeah, the only thing I did right was as soon as I knew I was going down, it was on a sidewalk, and I was on the edge of the sidewalk. I just made sure I landed in the grass, and so I was fortunate. I didn't really hurt anything, but it was funny. And then of course, the dog comes over, like gives me that look, like sorry, man. And then as soon as I get up, she takes off and does it again.
Right.
But my favorite part of this whole thing is I kind of do what Lamont does with radio stations. Like I will flip through all the TV stations to see how they cover it.
Oh, I didn't care about that. Oh, I didn't watch any local news.
See, I watched all of it because, well, I'm going to.
During the hurricane I did, but I didn't care about it with this.
I was interested to see what they would actually do because they put all these people in the field, right? And you know, some of them, there's just no chance of them doing anything interesting. Like, I was up at 4, and the first thing I saw was they had one of their reporters out there pointing to a stop sign with icicles on it. It's like, really? You're spending all this money to send this person out there to show me icicles?
Give me a break.
And then there was one lady who was out.
There were icicles on my truck today.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't need to see that on TV. And then there was one lady who was out there, and she had spikes on her shoes, which I guess were golf spikes, and she was showing them off. It's like, this is how you get around it. Like, really? Stuff like that. But there was actually, I got to give them credit, because most of the time I'll bang on these people. But they nailed the forecast almost to the minute. They were right on, spot on with that. Spot on that the traffic was going to be problems last night because the ice was going to freeze. And for the most part, I thought they did a really good job. However, I do have a couple of beefs.
Okay.
I never have heard of the term flyover in regards to that's apparently what we call overpasses now. They're flyovers. Have you ever heard that?
I've heard that before.
I've never heard that. Okay. And I joked about this on...
That a flyover is like a... It's the ramp that takes you on from one freeway to another.
Okay. Now I know what that is. Okay. I did not know that before. I heard it about 600 times yesterday. And the other one was I wanted to do a drinking game where every time they said conditions continue to deteriorate, I take a shot. I didn't do it, but I'd counted like 17 I tweeted that out. So I'm really glad I did not play that game because I wasn't going to do that until I knew whether or not we were coming in, because that would if we were coming in and I'd done 17 shots, I don't know how that would have gone in terms of ice and show and everything else. But I think my favorite person was this girl that was stationed at a Buc-ee's off 290. And I don't know who she is. I think her name's Courtney for Channel 13. So maybe you guys know who she is. But she was at the Buc-ee's and saying, man, this is the first time I've ever seen a Buc-ee's with nobody in it.
Right.
And she actually was having fun with it and seemed to be enjoying herself. And she got some knucklehead who drove out there because he was tired of being in the house and couldn't open the door on his truck and got some good interviews. So I will say props to Buc-ee's girl. Buc-ee's girl's my new favorite, even though I don't really know who she is.
All right.
But she did a good job. And I was telling Joel this. I'd never actually seen his wife on TV before because I don't really watch that channel except for when Cheetah's on.
Right.
And she did well, too. I thought all of – like, I mainly do 13 and 26, right? Because I do stuff with Nate sometimes on 26, so right. I'm loyal to them. And 13, we have a partnership with through Culture Map, so I
You're loyal, to, huh?
Yeah, I'm loyal that way.
Well, the only TV I do, I don't even know what channel it is. Whatever channel Jerome and Adam Wexler come on, they're the only people who have ever asked me to come
that's
be on
KPRC.
TV.
Okay, so that's okay. So we've just covered everybody.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm not loyal to them. I'll go, I prefer not to go on TV at all, but when I'm asked, I will not discriminate. Usually it will be no.
Right.
Especially if it's short notice, which that's what I've told Jerome 100 times. I'm like, dude, if you tell me the day of, hey, I want you to be on TV, I'm not going to do it.
Well, usually at that time I'm drunk. If he calls me that day, it's too late. So,
or I've been at work and I just want to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I'm loyal. So
good for you.
But that's what I did for the whole day. And then a lot of Sports Map stuff and had some fun on Twitter. And then I wound up writing kind of a roundup today for Houston Sports and stuff on it. But, I'm glad people stayed off the road where they could, because they were nailed it, because they were saying all day, man, once it gets after dark and starts freezing all this stuff, it's going to be bad. And it was. When I first woke up, I saw 59 right down the road there,
yep,
completely backed up with trucks. So, but why are they, the other thing I brought up on Twitter, why are we naming winter storms?
I don't know. And we don't need that.
And Inga? Like, the only Inga I ever knew was just a sweetheart. Barely spoke English. Very friendly.
3 foot long and 3 feet wide.
And that wasn't Inga, no.
Oh.
But, you know, we need better names if we're going to do this. It used to be like...
Well, what would have been an appropriate name?
Winter Storm Blazer.
Blazer.
Winter Storm Voldemort. Mm. Winter Storm Darth Vader.
Mm.
Winter Storm Ex-Wife.
Nah.
Come on, cold and irritating. I'm just throwing out ideas, but Inga didn't work.
Okay.
But no, so that's what I did the whole day, basically.
Hey, what's going on with the computer here?
I do not know.
Oh, it got turned off, so I'm rebooting it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Gotcha.
Because there's just a helmet there, and I'm kind of like...
Yeah, there's a helmet. Don't people know this is the home of Aggie football?
No.
I'm a big Aggie supporter, and I'm not going to stand for this. You know, I fought tooth and nail to get the Aggie footballs on this station, and that wasn't just so you guys could put up a Cougar helmet.
It's because
you're pro
Aggie.
Of course. The most pro-Aggie.
Somebody says the best was a reporter who slid her cell phone on the ice to see how slippery the roads were. I didn't see that one. I'm kind of sorry I missed that. But no, it was an interesting day, but I got so stir crazy. And then I found out one of my neighborhood bars was open. So I go over there and at about 7:45. They were only open till 8. So, oh, well, back home.
Did you at least have a drink?
I had one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a Feliz Navidad.
What the hell is that?
That's the Buffalo Bayou.
Oh, okay, yeah. A beer, okay.
Yeah, I had a beer.
I thought it was some sort of like weird mixed drink or a shot.
No, that's the gingerbread stout with the extra stuff for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's very good. So I had one of those. That was it. That was my night. Then I went home and watched movies.
Yeah, it was a horrible time for me to be having a sober month.
Yeah, because
I just wanted to drink beer.
And that's basically what once we weren't going to have a show, I went out, pulled out my good whiskey and just sort of, did a little whiskey tasting.
Yeah, I would have liked that, but it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, the only travel I'm worried about is I have to go pick up the wife at Bush tonight, and I don't know how that's going to be. But, we'll see.
You'll be all right. You'll survive it.
Okay.
I have faith in you.
Mm. Oh, I do too.
Man, my car, I came in yesterday. I thought I could get some work done before the storm came. I got here and then I left like an hour later because the storm was going to hit the Galleria around, noon or 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I decided to get out. And then I went down the steep part of this parking garage. My car slid down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was already frozen.
Oh, wow.
And luckily nobody was coming either way. And I just basically drifted to the stop sign over there. I was like, oh my God, wow. This was horrible.
Good thing you're Asian and you know how to drive like that.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty big scare. So being scared, I took the feeder all the way to 45.
Well, but you made it home safely, right?
Yeah. And then once I got to 45, I was like, okay, screw this. This is going to take forever to get back. And so I hopped on 45.
All right, quick break. A lot to get to. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. There's very few things that are more fun than hearing Jong run through the hallways going, oh bleep, oh bleep.
I don't know what he was doing back there. Playing around, I guess.
He's rusty after a snow day. And almost, he's still shaking from almost sliding into the intersection and killing somebody. You mentioned the big beneficiary with Sports Map. There's a bunch of good stuff on there today. If you haven't had a chance, just sportsmap.com. Dell wrote his first column and said Lane Kiffin is the next Steve Spurrier, and Lane Kiffin retweeted it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's actually pretty, he makes some pretty good points in it.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, if it gets us traffic, man, I'm all for it.
No, I mean, is being the next Steve Spurrier a good thing?
The way he writes it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that he's fun for football. So, Ken Hoffman, the other Hoffman, not as famous as A.J. Hoffman,
right.
Did 10 questions with John Granato. So, if you're a Granato fan, that's a must. Basically, it's Granato banging on Ken Hoffman. which you would probably like, had the first Lance Zierlein column. He weighed in on, did the Texans really need to reward Bill O'Brien? And then we got a bunch of other good stuff this week in the WWE. There's some things from yesterday. A bunch of the high school stuff is up. Had our wagering recap, and Barry Warner weighed in, and Raheel had a fun one yesterday. Patrick Creighton had a good one yesterday. So all on sportsmap.com, and man, people are loving these. So every day we're going to have a different one of our different stars of the Gal Media universe, at least one, mostly two, writing. And AJ's supposed to write for Friday, but his is so good I got to put it up tonight. Same thing with Granados, which is supposed to be for Thursday.
Well, I'm also going to write on Friday a UFC preview.
Okay, cool.
So,
yeah, but I have to. I'm going to put this one up tonight because I think the people will like it. So when I get home from the show tonight,
thank you.
That and I will also be posting Granados. So,
do you guys know anything about the girther movement? Are you familiar with this, John?
Just involve fat babies?
No, girthers are now people who are skeptical about, well, listen, what everything Donald Trump does is it causes great a great debate. You know, there's people on all sides who
he's tremendous.
There's good people on both sides there's people who think he's great and can do no wrong. There's people who think that everything he does is wrong.
He's polarizing, one might say.
Right. There's some people who think that sometimes he doesn't tell the truth about things. And sometimes there's people who think that his staff doesn't tell the truth about things.
I don't buy that.
Well, he underwent a physical, and the doctor came out and said that the president is in excellent health. He passed a cognitive test, and the White House announced that Trump is 6'3" and 239 pounds.
Okay.
Seems like fake news.
That means that you're a girther. If you believe that, you are a hashtag girther.
Why would you say that, John?
What would it be a girther if you're?
I don't. That's what they're saying, that people are accusing him of lying about his weight or height are considered girthers. And if you are familiar with the BMI scale, 6'3", 239 pounds is overweight. 6'3", 240 pounds is obese.
Oh.
6'1", 239 pounds would be considered obese. Now, there are, it's up for debate whether or not they fudged on his weight, but it appears they've at least fudged on his height, because there's pictures of him, for instance, standing next to Barack Obama, who is 6'1", and he is taller than Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has the puffy hair, too, and he's still taller than him. So they...
I always thought he was pretty tall, though, from what I've...
Trump?
Yeah.
Well, his driver's license has always listed him as 6'2".
Okay.
But like I said, there's a picture of him standing next to Alex Rodriguez, who's 6'3". There's probably a good 3-inch difference between. I think he's about 6 foot, which isn't short by any stretch. It's just not 6'3". Well, Deadspin did a list of professional athletes who are around 6'3" and around 239 pounds. Do you want to hear some of the names?
Sure. Babe Ruth?
No.
Okay.
How about Titans running back Derrick Henry, 6'3", 238?
Okay.
So he is basically the exact same size as our president. Luke Kuechly, 6'3", 235 pounds, slightly smaller than the president. Albert Pujols, 6'3", 240. Obese, mind you, not like the president, who's just overweight.
I'm going to say
Albert Pujols, obese.
But with steroids, you're not obese. Let's just...
Salvador Perez, the Royals catcher, also 6'3", 240, also obese. Mike Trout, 6'2", 235, also, you guessed it, obese. Kiko Alonso is 6'3", 238, just overweight, thank goodness. Unfortunately, Derek Johnson isn't so lucky. 6'3", 242, he's going to fall into the obese category. Cam Chancellor, who looks like he's chiseled from stone, 6'3", 232. So just a little more trim version. Like if the president dropped 7 pounds, he would basically look like Cam Chancellor. Latavius Murray, 6'3", 235. Anthony Rizzo's 6'3", 240. Jay Cutler, 6'3", 233. So
Cutler,
that's
Cutler doesn't look that big, though.
Who?
Cutler.
Well, he doesn't look 6'3", or doesn't look 233?
Doesn't look 233.
I mean, usually when you're 6'3", I mean, 230, like if you're a professional athlete, that's a pretty good weight. Because yeah. You're carrying around some muscle. I mean, it's not a sloppy body. But I think I'm a girther. I don't believe it. And I see these pictures of, like, Obama standing right next to Trump. And it says Obama's 6'1" and Trump's 6'3". And there's no way. There's no way. So I am a girther.
Okay.
What are you? Do you fall into this?
No, because camera angles can be deceiving.
Okay.
We know the camera adds weight to you, especially if you're a little soft.
But can the camera take away inches from people?
Sure. If you're leaning forward, like I lean forward a lot, so I look shorter than I am.
Okay.
So I could see that. I don't have the hair he does. Because that does add, to me, the hair should make him 6'7".
But he used to be 6'2". Like, even on his driver's license, he's listed as 6'2". We've discussed that you, as you've gotten older, may have shrunk.
Yeah, I may have.
You know what old people don't do? Grow. Well, it seems unlikely that he would have moved from 6'2 to 6'3 since becoming the president. I don't believe it.
I think he walks a little taller. And maybe he wears boots now.
Like, look at this picture of him and Alex Rodriguez. Just a couple of 6'3" guys hanging out. No, I mean, give me a break.
Now, Alex might be standing on a stair there. We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know.
What about this picture of him with President Obama, where they are both on the exact same step on a flat surface, and Obama is 6'1"? Does Trump appear to be 2 inches taller than Obama, or does he appear to be about an inch shorter?
Camera angle is very difficult to tell.
Okay. So you are a defender of this. You believe this doctor.
I'm not a defender, but I am a, I'm not going to go out there and say that it's not true.
I will say this. I am 6'3", and I actually weigh about 250. So technically,
you're a big old fat person.
I am morbidly obese.
Fat person.
But if I lose, 11 pounds now, I will be the exact same size as the president. Do you believe that?
Well, I haven't seen a picture of you two guys together.
John, can you set that up?
Yeah, I think you should.
Have Trump and a photographer come in here.
It'll be tremendous.
All right.
Next time he's in town.
And make sure you shake his hand to see how big his hands are.
Yeah. It'll be tremendous, and his hands will be really big.
Of course.
Now, I see a photo of him standing next to Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is listed at 6'3". Looks like he has a good 2 inches on Mr. Trump.
Yeah. Well, but that's camera angles.
Are we turning these guys into athletes, though, now where we're just adding 2 inches to whatever they really are?
I think that's what he's doing.
I mean, they've been doing it in the sports world forever. Why are you getting on him? Case Keenum's not 6'2". I hate to break it to you.
But, like, if you were, let's say you were 6 feet tall and you were in a position where you're heavily scrutinized and the world already thinks you're a liar about everything, would you lie about your height? Because that's something that's kind of easy to check.
Well, if I'm wearing boots and a hat, I'm like 6'6". That's what I would do.
Okay,
I
would just, you would always walk around in boots and like a 10-gallon hat?
Well, I don't even need a 10-gallon hat. I just need, one of the good cowboy hats.
Okay.
I like that one I wear playing poker sometimes. That adds a good 3 inches.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can't believe this is a controversy.
Of course it is. I mean, at least you are fighting it. You're not a girth.
I find it hard to believe that the country cares, but apparently we do because there's stories about it everywhere. Yeah, somebody says Baker Mayfield needs to get Trump's height guy. That's it. He's got a height guy.
Paul says, I got a hundy that Trout is not 6'2 and Trump over 6 foot. Hell, Obama is over 6'2. No, Obama actually said he's 6'1". I mean, why would Obama lie about being shorter?
Not see, because presidents grow an inch.
And
as soon as you're elected, you're so high from this, you grow an inch. I think that's a possibility.
Disco Biscuit, she says, and she's absolutely right. Imagine President Trump taking a picture with Obama. You know he would be standing as tall as humanly possible. There's no way he'd be leaning forward or backward or slouching. He would have his head. I mean, there's no way he wants to be shorter than Obama. No way.
All right.
Oh, and Pelvis Presley on Twitter, Hakeem Supreme says, tell Fred to tell his wife to catch the shuttle bus to the rental car center and pick her up there because the terminals are backed up to Greens Road.
Well, will they still be at 11 o'clock tonight, though?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm guessing it'll probably be backed up. Frankly, I'd like to tell her just take an Uber home so I could stay home and drink tonight and not have to worry about it, but for some reason, I'll get in trouble when I do stuff like that. I mean, that's not a bad thing. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? No, you didn't make anybody mad with that, A.J. I kind of thought you might.
I didn't know. I wasn't meant to make anybody mad. I didn't start the girther movement.
Oh, okay.
That's not my creation.
Just checking because I don't know who would necessarily care that much, but okay.
Yeah. We don't want to know B's president.
Well, as long as he's presidenting, I don't really care if he's eating. That's fine.
That's all you care about.
Just be out presidenting.
And he's not like he's Chris Christie.
Right. He's not like that.
Yeah, that, Mark wants to know, do you have an opinion on Texas Tech being -3.5 at UT tonight? Seems way low, too good to be true.
I am taking a break from publicizing my sports betting picks.
Really?
Yeah. I've gotten like a...
People getting to be a-holes?
Yeah, you know how it is. Like, I went on about a two-week run where I could barely miss on college basketball. And then 2 weekends ago, I had a great weekend betting the NFL. And I had one bad weekend, and man, the people got on my ass about it. And I'm just like, you know what, man? I don't need that grief. I don't get paid for these picks. If I took money for my picks and then missed, I would expect people to give me grief.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I mean,
if my picks are wrong, that means I lost money. So I don't need grief on top of that.
Well, to be honest, and this is the thing, this is why I don't really put mine out there anymore, and I'm probably not going to keep doing picks next year, other than the horse stuff, which I promised Sam Houston I would do. But it's people who are critiquing you probably didn't bet a dime on it. And if they did, they lost $10 bucks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I've lost.
Or there's people, I'll put out three plays. And I'll get two of them right, and they'll be like, oh, the last one killed my parlay. It's like, oh, God.
Man, that's on you, Chief.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. You shouldn't even tell me about that.
But, on the other hand, there are people that, when I put them out there, if you're already leaning away, it's one of those things you can take a look at. It's like we talk about with RJ. You can look at it and say, I was kind of leaning that way. Now it puts me over the top. Great. I feel good.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. If you like that so much, I may want to rethink this, which there have been times that happens. I've rethought a lot of games based on stuff that you've said or RJ said or other people I respect have said. In the end, I make my own decision based on that.
Yep.
So we said, my company asked us to come in yesterday, and if we didn't, they were taking a vacation day away from us. Thoughts on that? I almost got in like three accidents sliding everywhere.
I mean, that's their right.
That's their right, yeah. And, if you get hurt on the way, then you Probably should call Lawyer Dave.
I would have, listen, if I were told yesterday we're doing the show, I would have been here. And
I would have found a way to get here. The big issue was I was more worried about AJ being able to get here from where he was located.
Because I live north of the wall.
Yeah. And also, our antenna froze, so it's not like people are going to be able to hear us. So it was kind of a dual thing. I probably could have gotten here. Now, getting home might have been more of an issue. But I don't have to get on the freeway. I could just take Richmond basically all the way here. But there was a lot of, you know, there were a lot of side streets that wound up having slick spots too. So,
yeah.
But for the majority of people, you have to get on a freeway to get to work here if you don't live right next to work.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's one of those things where if it's up to me in that situation, you stay home. Because how much business are you going to do?
That's what I'm saying. Who's going to come into your business? But
now some things are different. Like, you know, like if you're a trucker, and that's why so many of those guys were on the road that have to get their stuff to a place at a certain time.
But those guys usually have equipment to make that happen.
Theoretically. But, you know, there's also guys in that case. There were also a lot of guys coming from out of town that maybe didn't know how bad it was. But, it's, you know, it depends on your company, obviously. But as far as I'm concerned, the thing yesterday, especially when they were making it pretty clear that after about noon, and a lot of companies sent people home at noon, which was smart.
But it got bad after that.
Yeah. But if you had, if you were in a position where you just said, hey, man, don't come in. We're not going to do any business today. Or if you can work from home, which is what I did, basically. I mean, I was able to do everything but the show. And actually got a ton of work done, so it was helpful. But it just depends on a company. And some places you just can't afford to do it. Like, if you're a record driver, probably needed to work yesterday. You were going to be needed. There was going to be business.
Big day for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, but if it's just, oh, yeah, and to be fair, like the bar near me, they closed early, but they at least opened until 8. And you know, wanted to get home before things got really bad for everybody. So that's, I get that. And I appreciated them being open for the 15 minutes I got to go. But the reality is it probably shouldn't have. And unless you run a place like that and you live right there, you probably should just let it go.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's, although there were probably 15, 20 people in there when I got there. So they did some business. And with a short staff. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. What are the odds Wednesday? And KC says the International Business Times reports that Fred Fowler and AJ Reel are starting a sports book phone line with free Stone Cold Lock every week.
No, not happening.
Yeah, I'm about to dive into the Sam Houston thing again. There's always like one or two people, oh, your picks suck and I lost money and all this. And it's like, I always try to tell people, just if you don't know how to handicap, well, go get Acing Racing. You'll learn how for $12.
Yeah.
But, you know, the picks aren't there to be, I mean, horse racing, if you're doing 30%, you're doing well on winners. And I don't pick just for winners. I try to give you the four horses most likely to, you can play exactas with or trifectas. And there's times when I'll have zero winners and make $2,000 because that third or fourth horse won and hit the try. And there's times when I'll have eight or nine winners in a card and lose money.
Yeah.
The same way. So it's just one of those things. I don't worry about it anymore. It doesn't bother me at all. If you don't, the same thing I try to tell people about the show. Same thing about my Twitter takes. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen. You don't like what I write, you don't have to read it. That's okay. Don't have to use my picks. Use your own. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, we are back on the Blitz because Jong is not in the control room. So I don't know if there's something supposed to be playing, but we'll just skip it altogether because... Oh, there's Tyler.
Turn my mic on.
Yeah, what happened? You can push the button, can't you?
No, no, this one's broken.
Oh, it's broken. Yeah. What's going on in there, Tyler? Where's Jong? Oh, yeah. Look who's
yeah,
running here, down the
yeah,
hall now.
You can hear him coming now.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Hey, Jong. Welcome back.
Just the show. It's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, no big deal. What are you working on that's so important?
No, I went back to go get water and stuff. And
good Lord.
My bad.
It's all right. We only had 10 seconds of dead air before I just decided to start talking. I hope your water was tasty, though.
It's good.
Were you very dehydrated? You were dehydrated, very parched?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're all better now.
Yeah, I can't even turn my microphone on here anymore.
Oh, that's bad news.
See, and remember the cough button doesn't work? See, I'm holding the cough button down now. You can hear me.
You know that thing now comes up now. Like, if you take it, you could pull it up. The whole thing comes up.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so we can pull it up and fix it, can't we? Just out of curiosity.
I think he came in there to look at it. I'm guessing he has to order parts or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wonder what little part we're ordering here just looking at this.
I don't know.
That looks like a microchip filled with Russian defense stuff. That looks like a cord. Yeah. You know, one other thing I noticed from the storm coverage, and I've seen this on ESPN a lot lately, that's really, I shouldn't be annoyed by it, but I am. It's the delay between the question from studio to the person in field answering. There's about 5 or 6 seconds, and every one of them does this little nod.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, we're going to go to Adam Schefter, who's going to report on the Texans and their extension for Bill O'Brien. Adam, was this really the right move? Nod. 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 Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's just, they're all looking at the camera with this goofy nod.
It happens sometimes with our broadcast, and a lot of times that's one of the reasons why we don't take phone. Well, our show doesn't take phone calls, and sometimes when you guys are at not a ideal place and we have guests on, it happens.
Yeah,
where it will be like 2 seconds, and then there's like, you know, you guys are talking over each other, and same deal.
Yeah, but it's funnier on TV because we're not nodding, we're not doing the nod, nod,
yeah,
nod,
uh-huh.
Yes, that's right, AJ. Thank you for throwing it to me. Yeah. But Mike says the logic behind your picks sometimes more interesting than the picks themselves, in my opinion. That's all I want. I want the thought process behind them so that you can listen to that and say, okay, that's garbage.
Right.
I disagree. Or, okay, that makes sense. That's something I didn't think of. A great example was Friday.
But either way, you're still going to get the grief for
thinking wrong.
Well,
absolutely. And I'm okay with that. Grief away. If that's... what makes you happy?
I guess for me, the biggest issue is, like, I'm already pissed off because I've lost money. The last thing I want is someone else tell me that they lost $10. Like, I don't need
that. That's why I quit looking at Twitter or even talking about it. I mean, I'll talk about it on air when I lose. But, you know, if I lose my ass, I don't need to hear it from you. I know.
For real.
I can look at my account and say, okay, it doesn't bother me really anymore. I mean, at this stage, you like them, great, you don't. But the whole point is, and always will be, here's the thought process behind it. What you do with it's up to you.
Right.
And that's the way I've always been. That's probably, I'm not doing the, I haven't been doing the pregame picks for the last couple of weeks because I didn't like games enough until last week. And I'm just, they've got enough people to pick the Patriots.
Right.
So I don't know if I'm going to continue with that. Raised some money for flood victims though, so that was good. But I'll continue doing the picks for Sam Houston, and I'll also I think the other thing that I'll keep doing the Triple Crown stuff, but I think I'm going to do it in video form this year.
All right.
For Sports Map, we're going to do like a 30-minute show breaking down every horse and then giving a play at the end. So I'm working on a sponsor for that now, but I think I'll do it that way, and that way people can use it or not. Their choice. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. But yeah, talking about the logic behind stuff, when we had RJ on Friday, I was kind of, I had no opinion on Eagles-Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
And you had bet Falcons early, but we're kind of starting to go the other way. But the logic that RJ laid out on Friday got me on the Eagles. And especially when he started talking about, you know, the Falcons and travel. And that's one thing that he pays a lot more attention to than I do. Like, I'll pay attention to a team going, you know, west to east or east to west. But, you know, when it's four games in 5 weeks of travel and all those games were must-win games, and they went to the West Coast last week, now they're going to the East Coast, they're playing outside, they're a dome team. When you add all that up, it's like, yeah, the really only difference is Matt Ryan versus Nick Foles, and I know Matt Ryan's capable of a crap performance too. So that convinced me to make, not a big bet, but it convinced me to bet on the Eagles.
Yeah.
So that's okay, though. And AJ's talked me into things before too where I was on the fence. But those are my choices, and when they're wrong, I don't say, oh, thanks for that pick, dude. That was awful. You know, it's just, okay, next one. But it's a weird business. It really is with people when it comes to selecting games and betting the spread and things like that. Because there's a lot of people who just are, you never hear from them when you win, and you hear from them every single time you lose. And it's just, that those are the ones where you just say, okay, you're just kind of trying to do this now.
Right.
So, and when I first started with pregame, man, I was getting all this, well, what's your record? Well, listen to my damn show. Go read all the stories I wrote last year. Well, you don't publish a record. You can go find my record. It's right there.
Yeah.
And it's all right there. And it's really just people who are trying to do the same thing, consider themselves watchdogs. And so they try to tear you down, which good luck. Good luck tearing me down. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right, John, are you going to have enough time on this break to go and take care of everything you need to take care of?
I'm good.
You sure?
You sure.
I just want to be sure. All right. We got a lot of sportsy stuff to get to. We got a lot of non-sportsy stuff to get to. And we'll do that when we come back. I have the actual Game of Thrones winner betting odds.
Really?
Yeah. John, did you talk about this on your podcast?
I wonder if they've changed.
They have. We'll do that when we come back. How's that sound?
All right.
John, did you talk about this on your podcast?
We haven't had a chance to do one because Michael has been frozen in. And we'll probably get to it tomorrow.
So we're beating you to it?
Yes.
On your own thing? Usually you go in and delete stories like this from the show prep so that I forget about
no,
them.
No, I don't.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.